Thank you again. I'm sure you noticed as you made your way in here this evening that even though there's still no snow on the ground, the temperatures have dropped considerably and we're in a nice warm building here. We know that's not the case for many persons in our community, and that's what our Christmas outreach collection will be about, and Sarah Widge will speak to that. Sarah, thank you.
Hello. Once again, I am here before you to ask for your help in keeping New Hampshire families warm this winter season. Many of us experienced a short-term period of cold and discomfort this past October with our freak snowstorm and power outages. We saw how tiring and stressful it is to be cold all of the time, but we always had comfort in knowing that this wouldn't last that long. The families at risk will not have that comfort this winter. They could be cold the entire time if they don't get help. This year, the federal government has cut its heating fuel aid to New Hampshire by almost $9 million. It was actually $19.3 million until Thursday of this week. They just restored some of it. As a result, the income limit to be able to apply for aid is twice the federal poverty level. It appears that more people than ever will need this help, as the economy has not improved that much and heating bills are on the rise. The money we raise will go to families whose income are above the 200% of the poverty line, but still can't afford to heat their homes properly due to unemployment, illness, and debt. Please dig deeply into your pockets. If you were cold in October, imagine what it's like in December and January. We send the warmest holiday greetings to you and your families, and thank you for your support.
Sarah, thank you. Thank you very much. We will receive our outreach collection as we do. Jeremy and Simone will play for us. Thank you.